Bonjour. You're listening to Tribal Water Day podcast.
Listen and learn about Nebe, water,
and its importance to the Keweenaw Bay Indian community in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Episode 9, Monitoring Fish PCBs.
So my name's Emily Shaw. I'm a PhD student at Michigan Tech, and my presentation today was a part of my master's work with Noel Urban, looking at PCB contamination in fish at different sites in Michigan. PCBs are this class of compound, and so there's 209 different congeners, which are just different arrangements of the same backbone structure. But what that means is that things get really complicated really quickly because of these 209 different types. There's different categories. They all behave a little bit differently. We can make some generalizations, but when we're wanting to understand how PCBs affect human health or how PCBs behave in the environment, those details become really important. When scientists are doing it right, we recognize that this science doesn't just belong to us. At a certain point, we just need to ask, is it absolutely necessary for us to understand the behavior of every individual congener? Or is there a point where it's more valuable for us to spend this time and money and energy fixing the problem instead of just understanding the problem better? I'm on this kick right now of just like really wanting more people to understand that science, for the sake of knowledge, it has its place, but we can't make policy based on that. And policy is how science becomes more obviously relevant to people, is that if we're making policy that they don't understand why or they don't know what went into making that decision, then it's, what's the point? Like, it's not really worth it. In all of my work that I ever do, I hope that comes through, is that I and others are these approachable scientists who want to talk about our work and who want people to ask those questions that they think are going to be dumb but are like, I totally had that question a year ago when I was doing this. And so having this using science to build a relationship so that we can start to see things in similar ways or start to understand things.
Nebe
gizake
igu
gibigwich
wenimigu
gija
wenimigu.
This podcast is a Third Coast Conversations project, which encourages dialogue about water in Michigan and is supported by the Michigan Humanities Council. All audio was recorded and produced by Allison Mills. To learn more about the KBIC Water Program, visit the Natural Resources Department at nrd.kbic-nsn.gov.
The Nebe Lullaby is sung by Water Walkers Terry Denemy and Kathy Smith, as written and shared by Doreen Day of the Medalen Lodge.
To all our sponsors, supporters, and community, Chimagwich.